Good evening. This is the Amateur Radio Euless Monthly Club Meeting on the air. This is Chris, KE5KPC, and I will serve as net control tonight. Before we begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic needing this frequency? If so, please come now. Hearing none, if there's any emergency priority during the net, please come with break and your call sign, and net control will respond. This is direct to net, so please use your full call sign for recognition by the net. Also, please notify net control if you need to leave the net early. Tonight's net will cover business reports, new business, club events, and questions and answers from the membership. This is KE5KPC, Amateur Radio List Net in progress. Checking into the net, please check in slowly in groups of three with your call sign phonetically and your name.
Whiskey 5, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Sierra, John.
Quite yet, John, I'm still going on. Do we have any Echo Link members wishing to check in tonight? Okay, do we have any club members wishing to check in tonight?
Whiskey 5, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Sierra, John.
Kilo Charlie 5, India Mike Zulu, Pete.
Number 5, Michael Hudson,
I got a double on that one.
November 5, Echo Oscar Bravo, Eric.
Kilo India 7, Bravo Foxtrot, November.
November 5, Charlie Papa, Jim.
I have W5FFS. KC5IMC, N5EOB, KI7BFN, and N5JCP. Next group, please.
Whiskey Juliet 2 Kilo, James.
Kilo Echo 5, Delta Mike Echo.
WJ2K and KE5DME. Next group, please.
Kilo Golf 5, Victor Tango Tango John.
Whiskey 3, Colter Baker, John.
More check-ins, please.
Kilo India 5, Hotel Alfa Romeo Tanya.
Good evening, KI5HAR. Any other check-ins?
Kilo Golf 5, Victor Tango Tango John.
Already got you, John, but that's okay. Anyone else wishing to check in?
Whiskey 3, Uniform Tango Bravo, John.
The name is Archie.
Okay, you double with John, but I got you, Archie. Okay, let's move on. We'll get to check-ins in a minute. Any guests wishing to check in tonight? One last call for any member wishing to check in.
November 5, Romeo Charlie.
Okay, gotcha, Tom. Anyone else? Okay, we'll circle around later and get anybody else we missed. Dave, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Yes, sir, I'd be happy to. If I can make a comment real quick, we've heard this before. The Pledge of Allegiance was written in 1892, and it's an oath or symbol of our loyalty to Americans toward our flag and our country. When a flag is not visible, we are to stand facing the direction a flag would normally be, with our right hand over our heart. And you can join me in this quick 15-second pledge together. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. KE5DME, back to the net.
All right, thank you, Dave. This is KE5KPC, amateur radio, ULISnet in progress. I sent out the minutes and the treasurer's report last night to everyone. I saw a mistake that I had made in the minutes. I did correct one of those, that was the date at the top, but in the minutes and treasurer's report, I had left in March's and not changed it to May for that. So I'll make that change. Any other corrections that we need to make?
With the exception of what you just mentioned, I make a motion to accept the Treasury Report and the minutes, CTT.
Okay, let's hold off on that for 1 second for before we second that. And if y'all look at the Treasury's report, we did have one transaction for the month. That was the Amazon donation from January 1 to March 31st in the amount of $22.31, giving us an ending balance of $1,977.86. Any corrections to that? And if there are none, we'll accept the second to the motion.
W5FFS is seconding.
If there are no objections or anything like that, I will accept the members not making any objections as approval of the minutes and treasury report and the minutes after the correction. KE5KPC. Any objections? Alrighty, hearing none, motion is passed. Alrighty, on to you, Mr. Tom. Do you have any new business for the club tonight?
This is November 5, Romeo Charlie Tom, and we've got some interesting subjects to cover tonight. Not necessarily new, so I'm looking forward to some reports from the committees. November 5, Romeo Charlie.
Alrighty, Mr. Tom, will defer to Eric. Do you have any new business to bring forth to the club tonight?
This is Eric. There is no new business other than the t-shirts, email that should have already gone out. It should have the voting that needs to be done. I do see that some people have already voted, so it's really just about getting the t-shirts here pretty soon and having the orders put in by the end of the month.
Alrighty, I did send that email out to everybody. One of them was an email, and then the other one is a ballot via Ham Club Online for you to vote on the decisions we are asking or the suggestions we're asking. So please check your email and read through both of those emails and then cast your vote as you see needing fit. We're trying to hope to get the t-shirt order placed after a day or two after our club meeting in July. That gives everybody time to get the money in and also to get the t-shirts orders in. and it was also emailed to me a little bit later. I hadn't had a chance to reply back, but these t-shirts, we're not going to be putting the call signs on them. This way we can get the orders done faster and keep the prices down for it. We will provide you the information to New Frog, and if you so choose to, then you can go down there and have your call sign placed on your t-shirts.
Hey Chris, where does the frog live?
Not exactly 100% sure, so Eric, I'll defer to you.
This is Eric. It is right in front of PetSmart, basically, a Net shopping center across the highway from Target.
All right, copy that. Thank you, sir.
But either way, we will send out an email about that once we get the t-shirt orders and stuff done, along with your address and contact information for all the members. KE5, KPC, Image Radio, LoosNet in progress. Right on, Club Social, scheduled at Rose's. It'll be on June 15th at 7 p.m. They do have some restrictions and stuff like that based upon the government. No more than 10 people to a table. And, no more than 10 people to a table. So if we have more than 10 members show up, which would be great, then we'll just sit in two different tables. Spoke with Suzanne about the beginning of the month for the meeting tonight over at the police station. They were still waiting for further recommendations from the governor. So hopefully by July, that will be all open. And then I will talk to her also at the beginning of July and see if we can't have the meeting and see what kind of restrictions we have to abide by if we do have the meeting there. All right, this is KE5KPC, Amish Radio, LoosNet in progress. Are there any questions for the net tonight from any of the members? If so, please come with your call sign now.
JCP. Chris, I got a question.
Sir, go ahead.
Did you say the Club Social is going to be at?
Club Social will be at Rose's Cafe. It's over there on 121 and Glade Road on the west side of 121. Right over there by, what's that place? Chick-fil-A. And Lazy Dog.
Thanks.
Anybody else wishing to ask questions or bring something on tonight's net?
WJ2K.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, James.
Chris, when you get a chance, go get a dictionary and see if you can look up the word amateur.
So is that my misspelling, or was that their misspelling?
It's still on the back of the sample of the t-shirt, it just sticks out.
Yes, sir, we did notice that. I did place comments in there in an email message about it being misspelled on the back of the t-shirt. That was done by the Frog Place over there. They did have already corrected it, and it will be corrected when it is printed on the back of the t-shirts. We did notice that ourselves.
Okay, one more question.
Go for it.
So when we choose, we can choose either the pocket or no pocket version of the t-shirt, correct?
Correct. You can choose either the pocket or the non-pocket. Once we figure out voting stuff like that, I'll send out a more detailed email about how to order the shirt and all of that stuff.
Sounds good. Thank you, Chris. WJ2K.
Welcome. I did forget to mention about the t-shirts. We're going to have that voting open until the end of day this Friday, June 12th, end of the day, Friday, June 12th, it'll be just before midnight on June 12th for the close of the voting. So please make sure you guys get your votes in on which options and stuff like we were talking about in the email. We're going to discuss too much of that on the air. Righty, any questions or anything else that needs to be brought before tonight's net?
W3UTB with a question?
Yes, sir.
You got my email address? I'm not getting any of these emails you're sending out.
I have the one that I have listed. I don't have the roster in front of me. So if you just shoot me an email with yours, and I can make sure that I have the correct one, it's Kilo Echo 5, Kilo Papa Charlie, at gmail.com.
Roger, I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's circle back around. Did we miss any members checking in tonight or any late check-ins? KE5, KPC, Amateur Radio, you listen it.
KE5, KPC, KI4, CUD. Jim, and checking in, and I also have a question I'd like to ask the net tonight.
Sure, go for it, I got you checked in.
Okay, first of all, am I holding the repeater okay?
A little bit in the background, but yes, you are.
Okay, thank you. With field day coming up, I'm planning on operating my coworker and I portable, and I've been looking through the rules, and I was wondering if there is anybody on that might be able to clarify a question I have in trying to determine my what class I'll be. I know I'm going to be, I believe it was a Class B, I don't have it right in front of me, but in there it says about, and I wish I'd remembered to grab it, but it said something about the submissions, and I'm trying to figure out if we would submit since we'd be operating under one call sign, or if we would have to submit separately. And that's my question.
Anybody on the net have the answer to that question? Yeah, apparently not. I'll look into it after we're done with the net, Jim, and see what I can't, and see if I can't help you interpret it.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. I'll look up the wording again, and I'll shoot you an email with it. I appreciate it. Good evening, everybody, and thanks for calling the net, Chris. KI4, CUD.
Hey, one last check-in for anybody else. Wait, one last chance for anybody else to check in tonight's net. KE5, KPC.
KE5, DME, question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I hope I'm correct. I believe it. Pete keeps track of volunteer hours of the radio club members. I'm just trying to understand where is the best place to forward that kind of information to him. On the ham radio club or amateur radio club, ULIS, or how should we best do that? KE5 DME, I'll be monitoring.
Not a problem. If you go onto the club website, w5eul.com, look on the bottom left, there's a little button that says hours. You click on that button, it's going to bring you up a form, and it's going to ask you to submit some information. Your name, your call sign, the event that you worked, the date you worked it, and how long you worked it, and that'll get submitted to Pete. KE5, KPC.
Roger, copy. Thank you very much, KE5DME.
No problem. Last chance for check-ins or any other questions for the net before we close it. KE5, KPC. Alrighty, hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn? KFFS, motion to adjourn. Who's the second, please?
VTT to extend.
Alrighty, if I don't hear any objections, I'll take that as the membership approving to adjourn. Do I hear any objections to adjourning tonight's meeting? Alrighty, hearing none, motion to adjourn has been passed. Thank you for attending tonight's NET. This NET meeting, the Amateur Radio ELIS on the air. Hopefully we can have it in July. KE5, KPC. Okay, the ELIS Amateur Radio Club meets at the ELIS Police Department on the second Wednesday of each month. Inquiries for more information regarding ham radio, licensing, testing, volunteering, or net control, and Amateur Radio ELIS Club in general, you may contact us at the following email of info@w5eul.com. We had a total of 14 check-ins tonight. Thanks goes out to all of our members who checked in, making this net possible. This session of the Amateur Radio ELIS net is now secure, and the repeater is now turned to normal amateur radio operator use. This is KE5 KPC closing the net at 1921.
Getting in under the wire, KE5 Oscar Sierra Whiskey for the check. KE5 Oscar Sierra Whiskey for the count.
Got you, Ed.